Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. A word of warning for parents. I'll be talking about body image and may refer by name to various parts of the human body. If you have young children listening, use discretion. Even young children these days are aware of bodies. Studies of girls as young as 7 show that they worry their breasts won't be big enough. One interviewer asks a girl, "So you hear your friends talking about this? What do they say?" The girl replies, "They want them to be bigger." And why not? If you see TV or magazines, you could be forgiven for thinking big breasts are the key to popularity and happiness. Mind you, these surprising statements were coming from girls who will not have breasts for years to come. Bodies matter in American culture, and there are clear standards about what bodies should look like. For girls, that may mean looking like Barbie, with large breasts, a narrow waist, curvy hips, and slender arms and legs. Or it may mean looking like vampire high dolls, which have big heads and bodies and limbs so scrawny it's a wonder they can stand. Boys aren't exempt from body image concerns. Studies have shown that a young boy who watches superhero cartoons or plays superhero video games is more likely to complain about his body, to say he's fat, or to be disappointed that he doesn't have defined abs. The most powerful modeling, however, happens at home. Studies also show that girls whose mothers complain about being fat, who diet incessantly or who are obsessed with their own appearance, are more likely to see themselves as fat and to resort as unhealthy ways of staying slim. Having an unhealthy body image is an invitation to eating disorders and other abuses of food and exercise. Few of us real humans are ever going to look like the models or actors we love so dearly. For many of the young women I meet, it simply isn't possible. Their bone structure and genetic makeup dictates against ever looking like the string bean dolls they love. What matters is being healthy and strong, not weighing in at an abnormally low number, having large breasts, or achieving an unrealistic and unhealthy standard of appearance. Be sure that you take time to talk with your children, male and female, about keeping their bodies in good working order. What are they learning from you about health and appearance? When they comment on appearance, weight, or cultural expectations, be sure they hear your voice offering truth and reality. Being loved isn't about how you look, despite all the advertising messages to the contrary. It's about who you are. Let's help our young people keep the focus where it belongs. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.